Josefina, your birthday is coming soon, isn't it? Said Tia Dolores.
Sí, said Josefina.
She looked up from the loom where she knelt weaving and smiled at her aunt.
I was born on March 19th, the feast of San Jose.
Well, I think we should have a party, said Tia Dolores. We'll have several things to celebrate. It's the feast of San Jose. You will be 10. Spring will be here. And, Tia Dolores added happily, God willing, we should have quite a lot of new sheep by then. We've made 60 blankets. That's enough to trade for 90 sheep.
That is good news, exclaimed Josefina.
She and her sisters, Ana, Francisca, and Clara, had worked a long time to make those 60 blankets. First, they had carded the wool and spun it into yarn. Then they dyed the yarn and wove it into long strips of heavy fabric on a loom. Then they sewed the strips together to make blankets.
It's good, said Clara, carding a tuft of wool to entangle it. But 90 sheep aren't enough to replace the hundreds that Papa lost in the flood last fall. We can't stop making blankets.
Oh, bah, 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 Francisca bleated at Clara.
We all know that.
We wouldn't have any blankets to trade if it weren't for Tia Dolores, said Ana. It was her idea to turn blankets into sheep.
I think we should be very proud of ourselves, said Francisca. 60 blankets is a lot.
She sighed as she poked her needle into the thick cloth.
I know I worked hard on them.
Ana, Clara, and Josefina burst out laughing. Francisca had complained bitterly when Tia Dolores, who came to live with them after Mama died, announced that the sisters would make blankets to trade for sheep. Now Francisca made it sound as if she was responsible for all 60 blankets. At first, Francisca scowled at her sisters' laughter, but soon she laughed at herself along with them.
Oh, all right, she admitted grudgingly. The rest of you worked hard too.
Tia Dolores, when do you think Papa will go to the pueblo to trade the blankets for Esteban Duran's sheep?
Asked Josefina. Esteban, Papa's great friend, was a Pueblo Indian. Soon, said Tia Dolores. She smiled at Josefina. Maybe you'd like to go with him. Tia Dolores knew that Josefina loved to go to the pueblo and see her friend Mariana, who was Esteban's granddaughter.
May I find Papa right now and ask him?
Josefina said. Sí, said Tia Dolores, who always understood Josefina's eagerness.
Gracias, said Josefina.
She was just about to hurry out the door when an idea stopped her.
Tia Dolores, she said, won't you come with me? You should be the one to tell Papa about the blankets and the sheep.
Very well, laughed Tia Dolores. She put her sewing aside and took Josefina's hand, and together they went out into the cool spring evening. Josefina loved the way spring came swooping in like a bird on a breeze. At the rancho, baby animals were born and plants began to grow.
Look, Tia Dolores, said Josefina.
She knelt down and lifted a handful of dead leaves in a corner of the courtyard. Underneath, yellow-green sprouts were sticking up out of the soil.
Pretty soon, this whole corner will be full of flowers.
Tia Dolores knelt too. Josefina loved the way her aunt never minded getting dirt on her skirt or her hands. Didn't I tell you? Tia Dolores said. Flowers with roots as deep as these your mama planted can survive a lot. Even a visit from a hungry goat. Josefina grinned. She knew that Tia Dolores was talking about Florecita, a mean goat that had bullied and poked her and chewed up mama's flowers.
I'll still keep Florecita away from them, she said.
Don't worry, said Tia Dolores. Florecita will be too busy to bother your flowers this spring. She's going to have a baby very soon.
Oh, no,
said Josefina, pretending to groan.
I hope Florecita's baby isn't like her. I don't think I could stand two horrible goats trying to bully me.
Josefina wasn't the least little bit afraid of Florecita anymore, but she didn't like her the least little bit either.